Հանունո եւ Օրփո եւ Հոգուին Սրբո Ամեն. In today's gospel reading, we hear the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And it is a very important miracle, and maybe the most important miracle in all the Gospels, only second to the resurrection. It is the only miracle, interestingly, that is found in all four Gospels. So the question arises, why did the evangelists decide to focus or even to mention this one miracle? Many of us would think that there are many more important miracles than the feeding of the 5,000. Some might say the healing of the blind man who was blind from birth is more important. Or maybe Christ healing the man who was possessed by 5,000 demons, a legion of demons, that is more important. Others will say that the raising of Jairus' daughter from the dead is more important. Or even walking on water and the calming of the storm is more important. But not many of us would think that feeding 5,000 is important. But in reality it is. The question then again is why? And the reasons are two, because they relate to every person. The first is it deals with hunger, and the second, responsibility. Hunger is a pain that every person has felt and will feel in their life. And it's not a one-time event. It doesn't happen just once, and then we forget about it and it never happens again. But it is constant throughout our life. And this affects every human being, from the newborn all the way up to the elderly. Every person knows what hunger is. Now, this is not true with the other miracles we mentioned. Not all of us know what it's like to be blind from birth, or be possessed by 5,000 demons, or to lose a child, or to be on a boat in a storm. These are not relatable. We hear them, we understand them, but we don't feel them like we feel hunger. All of us know what hunger is. Hunger is caused by a lack of food and nutrients. And the only way to rid ourselves of that pain is to eat the correct food. This is also true with different types of hunger. Naturally, we've been talking about physical hunger. Food and nutrients are the only things that cure that. There's emotional hunger. And this is only cured by having our friends and family around us, a social network. There is intellectual hunger, and we get this from reading and finding answers to our questions. And there is also spiritual hunger, and this is only satisfied by God. Unfortunately, so many people fill these voids, these hungers, with the wrong things. Just like when we are hungry for food and we see some snack on the counter or in our kitchen or in our pantry, and we just eat that rather than eating the real food that will satisfy us. Likewise, when we feel maybe physically hungry or emotionally hungry or intellectually hungry or spiritually hungry, we fill them with actual food. So much so that it affects us. This is why the church fathers tell us, if you want to find God, if you feel that God is missing from your life, don't eat, but fast. Do the opposite. They realized that people, even centuries ago, emotionally eat, as we say. They eat just to feel satisfied. Whereas they tell us, don't do that, but fast, and that's when you will find God. The other part of this miracle is responsibility. Both in Armenian and in English, the word responsibility means to give a response. The Armenian, Badeshana devutyun, Badeshanel, Badeshanatu, that is to give an answer, to give a response. And in English, responsible, being able to respond to something. Being able to answer for your actions. And this is exactly what Christ wants the disciples to do, is take responsibility for their brothers and sisters who are hungry. This is why he says, you give them something to eat. But the response was not, yes, let's do it. Let's start a barbecue and feed these people. But they come up with an excuse. And they say, we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. All of us have been children before, and probably one of the most favorite phrases of a child is, I can't. I can't do something. And that was one of my favorite answers too. Everything that my father or my mother would ask me to do, not everything, but a majority of it, I would always come up with an excuse why I can't do it, why I couldn't do it. Until finally my father taught me the phrase that so many of us have heard, can't means won't. And that is what the disciples were telling Christ today. They were saying, we won't do it. We don't want to. But with Christ, all things can be accomplished. And this is true for each of us. Especially when we come into contact with brothers and sisters who are spiritually hungry. And we say immediately, we can't do it. I can't help this person. I don't have a theological degree. I don't know the Bible and the traditions. I don't know Armenian. I don't know English. I don't know what words to say. But the promise that we hear in the gospel today is that the little that we have, if we give it to Christ, he will multiply it and help us feed and fill the spiritually hungry. It does not matter how much we are lacking. We can give Christ those 5 loaves of bread and those 2 fish. And he can help us feed thousands of people. So I ask and I pray that we hear Christ's words. You give them something to eat. And I pray that our response not be an excuse of I can't or I won't. But rather a confession of faith, which says, here, Lord, help me fill the spiritual bellies of my brothers and sisters with the very little I have. Amen.